The residential property market boomed in the midst of the pandemic as buying activity was fueled by 50-year low interest rates. Now, with the SARB hitting pause on rates today, what are some of the trends expected to play out in that sector this year? Property expert from Rode and Associates, Cobus Lamprecht, joins me on the line now to share his take. Thanks so much, Cobus, for your time this evening. So I was reading an article today saying that if there's a for sale sign in front of your house in South Africa right now, chances are it's not going to take long to sell. Is this simply a feature of the low interest rate environment?
Yes, it is, Alicia. The low interest rates have definitely boosted the market. But I also see some people saying there's a lot of for sale signs in the suburbs all over South Africa. So we are very concerned about the market for this year because of the weak state of consumer finances, especially with a view of salary cuts and rising unemployment. Especially on the high income earners, and that will have a negative impact on housing demand. So we are not so positive as some other analysts, and we actually expect the market to slow down sometime this year and could even decline.
Yeah. You highlight, Cobus, that you're wary in an environment where, of course, there's economic distress that we've got to take into consideration. Coming hand in hand with that is also the fact that you've got lending institutions that one would assume has become a lot more circumspect and strict as far as its lending criteria is concerned, and that lessening or lowering the approval rate we could be seeing.
Yeah, definitely, and they are more strict, and that could have a bad impact on the market, and eventually as well, if interest rates start to rise, which probably won't be this year, but could be next year, home purchasers should ask themselves the question: would they still be able to afford the home if the interest rates rise, say, to 8 or 9%? And if that happens, there could be more forced selling, and you can see a lot of pressure on house prices.
Yeah, at this moment in time, Cobus, I mean, what has the pent-up demand been doing to house prices?
Unfortunately, there's not a lot of data out for January already, but there's been a lot of pent-up demand in the second half of last year after the initial strict lockdown. That's boosted the house price growth to about 3.5% in December last year compared to December 2019. But from these 3.5% growth levels, I think the market will probably slow down and you can see a growth of 2 to 1% or even negative. Taking the bigger picture into account, last year, even with the big rise in house prices in the second half of the year, the house prices growth only averaged 2.1% compared to the 3.5% of 2019. So the net effect was still a slowing house prices, and house prices are still growing less than the inflation rate.
Yeah. Well, let's leave it on that note. Thanks so much, Cobus, for having joined us on the line this evening. Cobus Lamprecht is with Rode and Associates.